Next patient is Oliver Kristen. That's Oliver, O-L-I-V-E-R. Kristen is K-R-I-S-T-E-N. Date of birth is 4/16/89. Please make a copy for Robert Bianco, M-D, B-I-A-N-C-O, Bianco, M-D. Kristen Oliver is the name of the patient. K-R-I-S-T-E-N, Oliver, O-L-I-V-E-R. The date of visit was 4/23. Next, next paragraph, reason for consultation is persistent cough of 1 year's duration. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of asthma. I'm sorry. Chief complaint is cough for 1 year. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is a 55-year-old female who has had persistent cough for about a year, has previously been treated with inhaled bronchodilators and Advair disc 100 by 50 micrograms with no significant benefit. The patient states her cough is unchanged and she has experienced some gurgling in her chest and throat, especially if she is exerting, and has had some difficulty in exercising. The patient was sent for a CT of the chest in November 23, which showed cardiomegaly and evidence of prior granulomatous disease and a 5-millimeter nodule in the posterior left lung apex, and a follow-up CT was suggested. There was a 1.5-centimeter hypodense lesion in the liver, suggesting a hepatic cyst. The patient denies significant cough or sputum production. She has had a pulmonary function study done in November 23, which showed mild obstructive airways disease with significant reversibility after bronchodilator use. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history is significant for multiple sclerosis and a history for pulmonary embolism. She also has a history of gastroesophageal reflux and history for scoliosis of the spine. She was treated for transverse myelitis and was on steroids with some relief. The patient has tachycardia and takes metoprolol daily. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of pulmonary embolism in 2018 and a history for gastroesophageal reflux disease and history for multiple sclerosis. No significant surgery. Next paragraph. Allergies, none listed. Next paragraph. Family history. The father had a history of COPD. Mother had atrial fibrillation. Mother has atrial fibrillation. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient denies smoking. No alcohol use. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has fatigue and some weight loss. She has shortness of breath and cough. She has nausea and heartburn. Denies diarrhea or constipation. She has urinary frequency and burning. She has occasional chest pains and palpitations. She has wheezing. And she has no anxiety nor depression. She has easy bruising and she has muscle aches and joint pains. Denies seizures but has headaches, numbness of the extremities and memory loss. And no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This, med list included azithromycin 10 milligrams daily. Aubagio, that is AUBAGIO, 14 milligrams daily. Empyra, AMPYRA, 10 milligrams BID. Metoprolol, 25 milligrams at HS and 12.5 milligrams in AM. Protonics, 40 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin, 10 milligrams daily. Advair discounted by 50 micrograms, 1 puff BID. Albuterol, 2 puffs PRN. Next, physical exam. This is a averagely built middle-aged white female who's in no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 118 over 70. Pulse is 64, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 158, saturation 96. HENT norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Next supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with the decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds of the periphery. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, no megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities. Mild edema with no calf tenderness. reflexive one plus with no gross mold deficit. Cranial nerve is grossly intact, skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one. Chronic cough with reactive airways disease. Number two is history of multiple sclerosis. Number three is history of postural hypotension. And number four is tachycardia. Can you please add in the med list, also add midodrine 5 milligrams BID in the med list. Okay, next paragraph. Plan, the patient has been advised to get a CBC, complete metabolic profile, IgE level, total eosinophil count, and a CT chest. Can you please add in the final diagnosis, left lung nodule also, left lung nodule. Please add that in the final diagnosis, left lung nodule. Next paragraph in the plan, the patient was placed on prednisone, 30 milligrams daily for 5 days, 20 milligrams daily for 5 days, and 10 milligrams daily for 5 days. She was advised to use Advair 250/50 micrograms, one puff twice a day. And also continue with albuterol inhaler, two puffs QIDPRN. Follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Robert Bianco, MD. Thank you, Dr. Souza.